T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is a very hot afternoon. It's going to be a blistering hot weekend, and there is virtually no chance of rain Saturday or Sunday, so no relief from that. What are you going to do to keep cool this weekend? And again, man, our thoughts are with all those people who work to make our lives better, and they're out in this weather doing their jobs. I mean, it's nice to be in this air-conditioned studio. It's nice to be in your air-conditioned car, your air-conditioned office, your air-conditioned home. You know, many of us are in air-conditioned environments, but there are a lot of people out there who are working in this heat. And so my respect goes to all of you who are out there, and thank you for doing your job, even though it ain't easy on a day like today. Is it possible to sexually harass somebody through an emoji? Is this a legitimate concern, or is this just taking sexual harassment too far? We'll talk about that. Before I get to that, I want to share with you a story, and I'm sure you've heard the story, but I want to relate it to something that came up on the show this week. I'm quite often criticized for not standing up for my race. And if you don't know, I'm a white guy. And I can't help that. I mean, I was born that way. I mean, I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of being a white guy. It's not that I don't stand up for my race. It's that more important than standing up for my race is standing up for equality, standing up for what is fair. Because if the tables were turned, that's what I would want from somebody who is part of the majority. And I quite often talk about how unfair it is, and somebody called this week and was trying to argue with me that it's fair to stereotype young black males because of the statistics and because of what we see on the news. There are other factors that go into the statistics of young black males committing crimes that go well beyond their skin color. Being born black doesn't make you a criminal. Having black skin does not make you a bad person or a criminal. And yet, that's convenient for a lot of people to believe that. But it's not true. And I thought this story this week really did prove how wrong it is to stereotype people. And as I brought up on the air, you know, if you want to start stereotyping, look at the people that are arrested for child pornography. The overwhelming faces that you see in child porn cases are middle-aged white men. I don't want to be judged that way, do you? Of course not. So this takes us to a Birmingham College student. His name is Walter Carr. He's a Carville High School graduate, right here in the New Orleans area. He wants to be in the Marines. He got a new job at Bellhops, and his car broke down. He wanted to impress his boss on his first day. So he walked 20 miles to get to work because his car broke down. In the dark, he walked about 20 miles. Bellhops is a moving company. And this is just an amazing feat. The CEO of the company was so impressed, he gave Walter Carr his low-mileage 2014 Ford Escape. And Walter was just stunned. He said, "Mike, I can't believe this." But the CEO, Luke Marklin, said, "I'm honestly blown away by him. Everything he did that day is exactly who we are, heart and grit. So far, he's batting 1,000. Walter Carr is a young black male. And this is exactly why it's wrong to stereotype people based on what you think is the case. Because to even consider that this guy is a criminal type is an injustice to him. It's an injustice to humanity." And I just thought that was just a great story that explains why I support the idea that it's wrong to stereotype regardless of the statistics. Joe, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Dude, I don't want to talk about the real Patriots. Do anybody know why the NFL players were kneeling? We didn't even talk about it.
Yeah,
do they know why they were kneeling?
I think they do.
But the way they're talking, they're kneeling because of injustice.
Well, they don't agree that the injustice is so grave that you should kneel during the national anthem.
But Stuart, if that's the case, these same Patriots, the president went in foreign attendance and said Putin was better than our federal government, the FBI. Now you're talking about patriotic.
Yeah, Joe, look, I know this is just one of those really controversial things because everybody takes up sides. And again, this is just another reflection of the political tribalism that surrounds us today. And you know, it's take a side and dig in. And I'm not even going to see the other side. I'm only going to see it my way. Look, I've said many times the players are protesting a worthy cause. I mean, there's a problem of injustice in this country. And that's worth protesting. They could have picked another place to do that. And some say, well, look at the attention they're getting. They're getting attention, but what the hell is being done about the injustice? Nothing. All we're hearing is all the noise from the controversy. And so that's the sad part of this. Yeah, it's bringing a lot of attention to the protesting, but I think Joe was just making this point that what's lost is the real meaning behind the protest. And maybe if more was being done to solve the problem, then maybe fewer players would even think about kneeling. But see, the problem doesn't matter to those people who have strong opinions about this. The problem that created the protest doesn't even matter to them. What matters to them is the debate, the argument about you should not do this or you should let me do this. And that's what's sad about these debates. All right, look, it's Friday afternoon, Free for All Friday on the show. And let's talk about something a little lighter, although I guess in some cases it's kind of serious. Do you think it's possible to sexually harass somebody with an emoji? Workplace sexual harassment by emojis is becoming more prevalent. And there's a law firm in New York, Phillips & Associates, and they wrote about this, and they said that employers can be held liable for emoji sexual harassment conducted through direct messages on Twitter, chats, texts, or the notorious Facebook others inbox. In some cases, a wink emoji is a simple sign of humor, but in other cases, it is a come on. Some emojis have gained inappropriate connotations, such as the eggplant, which I'd never thought of, but some people think it's a phallic symbol. I mean, I saw the eggplant emoji, and I just thought it was an eggplant. It has been designed to represent sexual interest in male genitalia. And then there's the blooming flower that is supposed to be female genitalia. So is this taking it too far? I think there's an emoji that's a peeled banana. First of all, 71% of Americans, this was according to a survey last year, 71% of Americans use visual expressions such as emojis, stickers, or GIFs when texting or using mobile messaging applications. The emoji martini glass, kissing cats, the banana, the eggplant, the blooming flower can all be seen as sexual harassment. All right, so what's your take on this? Is this taking it too far? Or look, if you're in the workplace, if I send a text to a female here in the workplace, and I'll tell you why this started. Somebody here at the radio station sent me an email, and she included this emoji. And I think the emoji had a heart or a kiss or something like that attached to it, and it was just a sign of affection. And she said, well, I hope this isn't sexual harassment. And that's when I started to find out more about this story. Now, if I sent a text or an email to somebody here at the station, some attractive female, and I said, let's go out. And I put the emoji, the eggplant or the banana. Would that connote sexuality? What if I did the what if I did the martini glass and the banana? I mean, would that is? Do you think that would be considered sexual harassment? If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. It is hot. You know, I honestly, I see this both ways. I see that it could be sexual harassment because there is, I know it sounds crazy, but man, look, come on. If you're going to, if you're a guy and you're going to put the eggplant or the banana, a phallic symbol, on a tweet or an email to a female at your work, then how could that not be considered sexual harassment? I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. I mean, would it be wrong for me to tweet something to somebody here at the station and say, I'd like to go out and include a link to this song? I mean, would that be pretty obvious? I mean, yeah, I know. Look, on paper, it sounds really, really stupid to say that, oh, I was sexually harassed by an emoji. But think about what the intent is behind the emoji. Now, look, there are some people who would take something to the extreme. But yet there are going to be new rules, I'm sure, concerning emojis in the workplace. And look, my advice would be just don't do it. Here's a text that says, I send the lips and the cat picture to my wife all the time. That's great. Sounds like you guys have a great relationship. But would you do that to somebody at work? I mean, I think that's the difference. Here's a text that says, if you send the martini glass and the peeled banana emojis to someone, it would mean maybe you want to have a drink at Tipitina's. Love this audience. Here's a text that says, I think it's a little funny. Another text says, Scoot, you're laughing, but I am really careful when sending certain emojis. I always think before I send. And I thought it was really sad because this person at the radio station is a really nice person. And, you know, we see each other in the halls and talk to each other, just always very great, pleasant exchanges. And we're very respectful of each other. And she was concerned, I mean, in kind of a joking way because she knows me. She was concerned about sending an emoji that might have indicated that there was something, I don't know, something beyond just giving me a message. And I didn't take it that way at all. But then she sent me the stories about the emojis and sexual harassment in the workplace. And so employment attorneys are now recommending that employers go over their employee handbooks and consider whether or not they should start changing the rules concerning emojis in all office communications. Again, I know it sounds absurd because it's an emoji, but think about it. If it's a peeled banana, if it's the eggplant, which does, it looks a little on the phallic side. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that, but that's not what's on my mind. I don't even like eggplant. So if you send that, I mean, are you sending a message? And why send that as part of the message? If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, ex-girlfriends say it's closer to the gherkin pickle than the banana. From Gretna, Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, I don't like eggplant either. anyway, thanks for bringing up Walter's story more in detail. Unfortunately, you know, the commentary has been hijacked by other people this week. Also noted, speaking of stereotype, in the article, I don't know if you're posting it on your blog or not, but there's references to the article if people want to look it up. Also, the police officers have helped this young man to get him to first a church for him to wait his time out, and then to actually treat him to breakfast and get him lunch to go. And I've had both positive and negative interactions with police. A couple of weeks ago, very negative. While I was minding my own business, I thought. All my negative interactions with police in the past have been with white police officers. So it's not a skin color thing, just some people aren't suited to be police.
Well, you're right about
that.
Bad
cops don't discriminate. You know, they pick on all of us, and, you know, unfortunately, that gets the news coverage instead of the good ones like helped out Walter. But, you know, appreciate you sharing the story. And just everything about the story, you know, the guy's boss, the police officers that helped him, bought him breakfast, brought him to a church to hang out a bit before his shift started. You know, the family that he moved for that morning, you know, just a bunch of awesome people. So, you know, I appreciate you bringing that up, especially on a Friday, since the commentary has been hijacked by other people that maybe don't have good intentions.
Sam, but, I appreciate bringing up what you brought up. Here's a text that says, Scoot, do you know if Trump or the First Lady... No, I'm not even. I mean, you know, some of these, I start to read them live on the air, and I've just got to stop because it's like, I can't. I mean, I can't even go there. Tech says, I'm 43 years old. I'm single. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to read that when we come back. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back with more. Here is a text that says, hey, Scoot, just wanted to let you know I love your show so much. I'm sitting in a 30 by 10 shop with no AC listening to your show. Great job. Wait a minute. Wait. You can pick up this show outside of the 30 by 10 shop with no AC. I mean, especially if you have the radio.com app, you can pick us up anytime, anywhere. I mean, listen, man, I appreciate you stuck in that 30 by 10 shop with no AC listening to the show. But let's not imply that that's the only place you could pick up the show. I hope that later, if you get to be in some air conditioning, you can find the show there as well. All right, so let me finish this text that I didn't have a chance to finish because we had to break for the news. See, sometimes I have to cut off my own text to get to breaks. The text says, I'm 43 years old, I'm single, I'm a guy, and I don't care. I want women to sexually harass me everywhere as much as possible. And that's said in jest, and I get that. The reason that a lot of guys don't understand sexual harassment when it comes to women is because intrinsically, men, on the average, are physically stronger than women. And so as a species, as a gender in our species, men have traditionally been able to overpower women on the average throughout time. And so it is that sense of being vulnerable that women sense that guys don't always sense. So we're talking about the idea that this is a new problem in the workplace. Sexual harassment by emojis is becoming more prevalent, and there are problems. And lawyers are saying that, yes, emojis can be considered sexual harassment. I know that sounds ridiculous, but think about it. If you're sending the eggplant, which is kind of curved and phallic-looking, if you're sending the peeled banana or something like that, if you're sending that to somebody, well, what's the message? I mean, are you really inviting them to enjoy eggplant? Are you inviting them to enjoy a banana? I mean, it sounds like that's kind of a message of sexuality. And while I don't like, I mean, I would love to be here saying, oh, no, this takes it too far. But I can't help but think about the intent of those who send those emojis. And what other emoji? Oh, look, I'm not an emoji guy. What are some of the other emojis that might be considered sexual harassment? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I know there's a pile of poo. And that makes me think of Mr. Hankey. Not sex. Makes me think of Mr. Hankey on South Park. But yeah, I know there's kissing lips and a cat. And some guy said that he sends that to his wife on a regular basis, which, you know, that's really cool. But I'm not an emoji guy, so I don't know the full range of emojis. Are there any other emojis that might be considered sexual harassment? Because maybe what we could do here is alert somebody that, hey, you know what? This might be sexual harassment, and you might not think it is. Again, if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here is a text that says, says to go the guy who's in the 30 by 10 shop without an air conditioning. It's a sweatshop. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's one way to describe it, a sweatshop. Oh, here's a text that says the peach emoji. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you looked at a peach in a certain way, it might look like a butt. Because you know how a peach is, you know, formed. Here's another one that says cherries. I mean, I don't know. You know, maybe that one would be taking it a little too far. I'm just thinking about some of the other emojis that might be considered sexual harassment. And do you agree that, look, if you send something, especially to somebody in the workplace, why would you, I mean, you know, unless you work for Michael Scott at Dunlin Mifflin, unless you work for them in Scranton, Pennsylvania, I mean, you know, you just don't do this kind of stuff. But some people do, and some people are getting in trouble. From Metairie, Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, yeah, I was calling in because of them emojis, because one of my friends that I worked with, he got suspended over there for like 5 days.
What emoji did he send?
He sent the chocolate-covered donut, and he sent it kind of, I don't know if he was being inappropriate. He said he wasn't, but the girl took it as an offensive thing.
What's sexual about a donut?
Well, it could be like a chocolate donut. You catch my drift?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like a butthole. Or
yeah, oh, okay. Well, Stephen, you know, well, yeah. I mean, you know. Yeah, we had to end that conversation abruptly. Stephen, I appreciate the call and I appreciate the comment. And it is Friday. I would have loved to have let that go, but we had to dump that. A chocolate donut was considered offensive. And then I asked the dumb question. I mean, I let him right into it. I asked the dumb question. Well, what's sexual about a chocolate-covered donut? Okay, so I get it now. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with your comment on this Friday afternoon, our number's 260-1870. Text number 870-870. All right, so send emojis, send links to songs. I mean, if I sent some emoji, or if I sent an email or a text to somebody here in the office, radio station, and had a link to this song, I mean, would that be considered sexual harassment? No. If they know me, they would just laugh. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I remember at the Weezer concert at Champion Square, it was one hot, muggy night when they played that song. I'm going, duh! Yeah, it feels like summer. God, it's hot. It's going to be hot all weekend. Find a way to stay cool. Here's a text that says, as far as the emoji is concerning, the right finger pointing with the okay hand looks obscene. Another text here says, the nose looks exactly like male genitalia. Come on, it's a nose. Now, look, there are some people that find sex in everything. I mean, like I would have never have gotten the whole reference to the chocolate-covered donut, but somebody was offended by that. I'm still thinking about it. I got a text here from somebody who said, I'm slow, I don't even get it. Oh, maybe it'll hit you later. Maybe at some point during the day, something will happen. You go, oh, yeah, now I get it. But I don't even want to explain it. I mean, because it's kind of nasty. And you know we have great taste on this show. From the West Bank, John, you're on WWL.
Yes, Scoot. I'm driving behind a pickup truck with my six-year-old grandson, and they got these two steel balls behind, hanging down behind the truck.
The testicles, yeah.
Yeah, and then my grandson said, well, Papa, what is that used for? And, you know, I didn't answer him, but, I mean, kids could see that. That is horrible. I think if you do something like that, the police ought to be able to give you a ticket.
Yeah, that's really one of the most disgusting things that I can see. And I do see it occasionally, and it's really sad because it says a lot about the owner and driver of that truck. You know, you could have told, a young child that it's a tea bag. You know, you make something up. But
it's almost as bad as you see a rebel flag on a vehicle. They asking for trouble.
Well, I understand the point you're making. It's a little different because there are some people that are displaying the Confederate flag because they really do care about Southern heritage. But in the context of the world that we live in today, it is certainly seen as a sign of white nationalist mentality. But, you know, John brings up an interesting point, and I've seen that. And the first thing that I think about when I see the testicles from the back of the truck, the bumper hitch, the bumper, the trailer hitch. Yeah, the trailer hitch. I see the dangling there. I think that there's no way the owner and driver of that truck has an IQ in triple digits. I mean, there's no way. I mean, it's got to be around 80, 85. I don't even, maybe not even 90, but certainly not in triple digits. I mean, really, how Neanderthal, how like dumb male macho do you have to be? And by the way, I don't know whether you've looked in the mirror, but that is not like the most attractive aspect of a man. And I don't know many women that's exactly what they think about when they're thinking about something sexy. I mean, didn't that episode of Seinfeld, didn't Elaine describe the male body? The male body is like it's like utilitarian. It's like a Jeep. I mean, like, that's not really, that's really not a very, very attractive thing. So some people have it dangling from their truck. So again, you know, just explain that this is the sign that the person behind the wheel of that truck is not very smart. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm screwed. Yeah, it's Friday, and we're acting like it. Plus, it's hot. We'll be right back on WWL. Cheap Trick in concert Saturday night at the Sanger Theater. We'll have a conversation with Rick Nielsen, the founding member and the very cartoonish kind of character in Cheap Trick. I mean, he was just so different from Robin Zander. Lead guitarist, one hell of a guitar player. Background vocals and primary songwriter for Cheap Trick. We'll talk to Rick Nielsen in the next hour here on WWL. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Is claiming sexual harassment by an emoji legitimate, or is it taking the claim of sexual harassment too far? 79% say taking it too far. 21% say it's legitimate. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here is a text that says, Scoot, do you know what a tea bag is? Yes, I do. In fact, I'm drinking tea right now, and I've got the tea bag in my tea. Yeah, you heard it right now, yeah. See, I told you about Scoot. He's drinking tea with a tea bag in it. I mean, I understand what that is, but, you know, but it's also a tea bag, okay? So if you know, to explain stuff to kids, you don't have to go into great detail. They see, you know, the steel testicles hanging from the bumper hitch of a pickup truck. You know, you never see them. You ever see them dangling from the bumper hitch of another vehicle. You know, it's always a pickup truck. And I mean, that's like stereotyping pickup truck drivers. In fact, I've got a text here that says, sounds like you're profiling to me. No, I'm not profiling, because profiling would be if I saw somebody in a pickup truck and I assumed that they would want the testicles on the back of their truck. Seeing the action taken doesn't mean I'm profiling. It's like if you see somebody with a gun in their hand robbing somebody, you go, you know what? That guy's a criminal. I mean, that's not profiling. So I'm pretty comfortable with the idea of saying you're not very smart and you're a Neanderthal. If you've got that dangling from the bumper hitch of your car, double-digit IQ, that's 75% of Louisiana, LOL. Here's a text. I love you, Scoot. You make my day. Another text. The testicle bag is definitely not the Crown Royal bag. Okay, I guess I can go with that. Here's a text. Be silly and stupid as you want today. I needed a good laugh. Well, yeah, I mean, come on. It's Friday. And on Friday, we try to act like sometimes we have to be serious. But if we don't have to, we're not going to do it. I'm glad you're with us. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest code word of the hour. The code word this hour is YELL. Text YELL to 72881. That's 72881. Text now. You could win $1,000 just for listening to the code word. And the code word next is coming up right before the top of the hour news at 4 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan, text, and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Okay, so a conversation with Rick Nielsen. He's a fun, fun guy. And just an iconic stage presence with Cheap Trick. We'll talk to him in the next hour. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be back. It's Friday on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.